Okay. And I'm sorry, Steve, what was your last name?
Steve Evans.
All right, Steve Evans with Hasbro. And our questions for you are, will there be other retailers besides Walmart to receive your super articulated 3¾-inch line?
There are no plans at the moment to take it away or expand it from Walmart. Walmart still has the exclusive, but we're always reviewing, and we mentioned on our panel just about an hour ago, we're always reviewing the future of 3¾-inch super articulated line because we know how popular it is. So, but at the moment, there are no plans to move it from Walmart.
Okay, great. How successful would you say your 6-inch The Force Awakens TIE Fighter was? Is there another possibility that we'll see a full 6-inch vehicle offering going forward? Perhaps an original trilogy lineup or the great new Walker that you've got on display over here?
That would be really big. It performed. It performed. It sold. Great response to it. You know, it's a big ship. It's a big box that fits on the shelf. But again, we mentioned on the panel just now that we've got plans for 6-inch scale vehicles. And that's, you know, we're looking at what scale that means. You know, there are lots of different scales of ships that we could do. AT-AT right down to, you know, small kind of speeder bikes, which we've already done, obviously, already. But we're excited. 6-inch does really, really well, and it deserves some vehicles. So.
Excellent. Will there be 1/18th scale reissues, the older Star Wars vehicles, or even new ones that will not include the Nerf play features, but focus more on the collector's market?
We review, so that would fall into the kind of more vintage super articulated size. Obviously, they're bigger than the ones that we kind of brought out for episode 7. We still have those tools. There's still opportunity to kind of create them. It might be on sort of more exclusive exclusive basis. But we review constantly what older tools we can kind of reissue. It's just finding the right place at the right time for them.
Alrighty. Your Build-A-Figure pieces for your Marvel brand are extremely popular. Have you ever thought about doing a Build-A-Figure accessory pieces in the 6-inch lineup? Why hasn't this happened?
Yeah, we speak about it a lot. There's a certain kind of price point that we have to keep. Marvel and Star Wars are similar, but they're not exactly the same. We look at that. It's really a question of, like, who do we execute at that? Like, would we build a Gamorrean Guard from that? Would we build Grievous from that? And how many figures would we do, and what figures make sense for that? So we do discuss it. There are no plans to announce anything on that at the moment, but it's one of those things that we talk about quite a lot.
Excellent. Any chance of once again doing a 6-inch black scale Dubak?
I count that in with the sort of the vehicle kind of discussion. We look at that a lot. We kind of look at creatures. We look at smaller ships, we look at larger ships, we even looked at like the Atang, like how big would that be? You know, it's going to be
enormous.
No plans to announce any Dubaks, or clearly can't speak about what we're announcing until the time is ready. But I want to expand the 6-inch. You know, we're bringing out like kind of props, so Ben's coming with the light up table, Kylo with a banner. So I'm interested in kind of doing more with the 6-inch than just the figures.
Great. We love the Hasbro's fan choice poll and being part of it each year. Any chance of bringing the fan poll to the 3¾ to gauge interest?
We're getting a lot of feedback on that this year, and it's a very, very valid point, and we're going to go away from this and kind of have a little regroup and kind of work out what's the best thing to do with fan votes. Clearly, the 3¾-inch super articulated exclusive at Walmart, so that we have to take that into consideration when we go for voting, but you're not the only one asking for that and inquiring why we didn't do that. So we'll give that some good thought.
Great. Where were we? How satisfied do you feel with the general consumer interest is with the 3¾-inch five-pointed articulation line? Are there any plans to add to more articulation at the line at this point?
At this point, no. The five-point articulation sell really well. Like, I can't give exact numbers, but very pleased with the amount of sell-through. And I think we've mentioned this before. You know, we've got a whole new kind of fan group. You know, older collectors, younger kids are coming to the brand. You know, Disney are kind of creating new movies. So we kind of tailor, we do tailor the 3¾-inch 5-point articulated more at kids, more at the younger kind of play, so that we can, they can get two, because obviously with less articulation, you know, the cost keeps, cost stays at where it is. But no, we're very pleased. It's been very successful. I mean, this whole Star Wars line has been immensely successful for us. And so yeah, I couldn't be happier. It keeps me busy.
Yeah.
Makes me gray. But yeah, I'm pleased.
What is the status of the Black Series figures that are due, or that were due to be released for the TFA event last year? In particular, Sasha Tail, Barada, Verdan, amongst others.
When we say due to be released, we never said they were released.
Okay.
No. No, we never said. No.
These are questions from
That's fine. And well. There's some interesting characters there.
Yeah.
So, fan vote.
All right, we'll go for fan votes on those.
Those.
All righty. One of our website members was playing Battlefront with their kids, and they're enjoying it greatly. Will you be seeing some Battlefront multi-packs in the 3¾-inch scale?
So we did the 6-inch. We did the 6-inch Shock Trooper Battlefront for Black Series as an exclusive. We work pretty close with Lucasfilm and EA, sort of looking at opportunities. So we're always looking at opportunities. And I know they're, you know, they've obviously got their slate of games that are coming out. I can't say whether we're going to do 3¾-inch. I can't say whether we're going to do 6-inch. But it's kind of always a fun. It's always a fun product to do it like that. Trying to work out how do we kind of deliver the player. The game player and the collector, something that they want to kind of engage with. Because I know that whole kind of related toy or statue market's huge. It's like massive.
Yeah.
So still nothing to say of that at this point.
All right.
Always on our mind.
Excellent. With Disney now owning the rights to Star Wars and doing a great job with their own in-house brands, will you consider collaborating with them to make a 3¾-inch scale Death Star environment? Their PVC figures are about that scale anyway. Bottom line, they're hoping most of the for a Star Wars or a Death Star playset. And if one's not coming out for Rogue One, we would be happy to see it.
I cannot talk about what we're releasing for Rogue One other than what we've released here with the walking AT-ACT and the gin figures and stuff like that. Playsets are, again, always something we're kind of talking about. I know we always say that a lot, but like it's just the way it is. Talk about a lot and we can't say a lot sometimes.
Yeah. But, way better than when I was doing it right before... The Force Awakens. Yeah, no, I can't talk about that.
The way I look at it, the whole play or collectible experience is like characters you love, flying around in ships that you kind of want to have, worlds you've never, ever kind of imagined before. So the idea of world is something we're trying to infuse back into the line. You know, simple things like the table with Obi-Wan and it's starting, but it is important. And the new AT-ACT has a removable little playset area, zip lines, and all that kind of stuff. So I love playsets.
Yeah, no,
it's just defining what a playset is.
Yeah, those new vehicles and the new Obi-Wan sets are just amazing. Yeah. Have you solved your VAC gold metal paint issues with the new 6-inch C-3PO coming out?
I think I've mentioned this before. I think last year on the panel I spoke about VAC metal. VAC metal's tricky for us, and I'm not going to lie. We have very stringent kind of health and safety.
Friendship is magic.
The VAC metal process is a complicated process. I know people do it.
Free on stage in the Hasbro.
But it's something that's difficult for us to do because of a lot of the sort of what's left over after the process.
Sure.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but there are certain restraints that we're affected by that are highly complex and all that manufacturing, things like that. But I hear. But we have discovered a better way of doing a gold paint. The Phasma, the 12-inch Phasma that we did. Yeah, that used. It wasn't VAC, but it was more than just kind of metallic paint. So we look to use that more, and it's safer for everyone.
That's good, because we hate to lose all the guys that are making our toys.
There you go.
Have you evaluated more limited production or collector's club options for collectors who are interested in the 3¾ SA, Boss Fight Studios, and I think even ago, Joe and He-Man used to have this.
Yeah, it's something we're kind of toying around with at the moment, because it's interesting when we come to the Comic-Con and we do these limited runs. You know, the reception is huge, and basically people are clamoring for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm having talks at the moment, like, we're always exploring new channels. So it's something we're kind of, like, trying to work out. I think it would be cool. I just don't know, at the point in time, I don't know how we would do that, but, to say that the whole kind of industry is all about interesting new channels is an obvious statement. So who knows what new channels will open up soon.
How would you gauge the success of the Build-A-Weapons? Has there been any thought of replacing these with some sort of improved articulation to the figures, or alternate heads, or stands, or even droid parts?
Yeah, I mean, Build-A-Weapon is one of many different things that we do. You know, as I mentioned, the kind of 3¾-inch line is kind of more younger fan focused. So the idea of being able to build things or kind of extra weapons that the kids can kind of bring alive their fantasy, that's one option. You know, we probably playing with other different options. I'm not saying build a weapon's here forever, but we mix it out, whether it's build a droid we'll consider. There are other things that we're playing around with that, you know, not for now, that we can talk about. But build a weapon's not gonna be the main stable of our line. Yeah?
Yeah. Will we see a 3¾ equivalent of the recently released 6-inch figures, RTK6 or R5 K6, for example, is going for silly money on eBay with the demand out there, particularly with Rogue One on the horizon.
So when you say recently released R5 K6, which one was that? Remind me.
That one I don't recognize. Yeah.
I'm showing my ignorance here with not knowing every single astromech. It's hard to answer that one, because I'm not, at this moment, I can't pull up R5 K6 in my brain.
I can't either.
Unless it was one of the recent Toys R Us 6-inch exclusive packs. We had like Gold Leader,
okay.
Biggs and Wedges droids. Don't know, can't answer that one.
All right.
Sorry.
No, not at all. Has Hasbro been looking at Amazon, and what are they charging for most figures and ships? What is Hasbro planning to do with the crazy pricing that Amazon and other secondhand market sellers are charging for
that
figures?
That one I can't answer to. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I make the plastic figures.
You don't work for Amazon too?
No, that one's hard.
What kind of compromise would Hasbro be willing to do for collectors that want the vintage collection 3¾-inch? With fully articulated figures to come back without making an exclusive line that is limited to one retailer.
Yeah. And Joni Lavalle just spoke to that on the panel. We're in talks at the moment to kind of, like, what is the future of 3¾-inch super articulated. There's no, at the moment, there's no plans to move it from the one, as I said, but we are actively talking and kind of working out what's the next evolution of that. So I don't know whether the word compromise is the right word, but yeah, we're always reviewing, and we're very aware of the demand for it from the fan collector community on that.
Okay. Let's see how we're doing on time. I got a couple minutes. Any hope for future characters from the Clone Wars or any of the new comics for the Jedi lovers?
Yeah, I mean, it's canon, so we always review canon. I mean, the challenge we've got is we make X number of products, and we keep getting more and more characters. You know, new films, new characters. But yeah, I have nothing to announce at the moment, but Clone Wars and you know, comics are interesting as well. You know, some interesting characters in there that we always look at.
Great. And alrighty. How would you describe your distribution of Star Wars products at this point? Do you feel that there are any issues with poor distribution, and are there any plans to correct it?
Yeah, I think we admit that the Force Friday last year we had some issues with distribution. The demand is massive. It's a global distribution. It's super high complexity. We have made changes to improve distribution. It's a very complex system. We're constantly, I know, not my team, but we're constantly working on kind of improving that. So we should, I'm hoping to see improvements. And that's all I can really say on that.
All right, great. Okay?